And I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. French leftists win the most seats in legislative elections, according to polling projections. AP correspondent Nyan Kim reports.
In a surprise result, French left-wing coalition, the New Popular Front, is projected to finish ahead of Marine Le Pen's far-right party in the parliamentary elections. Leftist leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon tells crowds the results are an immense relief and is demanding the resignation of the Prime Minister. Polling projections have put President Emmanuel Macron's centrist alliance second and the far right, who took the lead in the first round of elections, in third. The final results for the snap election that was called just 4 weeks ago aren't expected until late Sunday or early Monday. I'm Nayan Kim.
President Joe Biden is campaigning in Pennsylvania. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden enjoyed an exuberant welcome at a predominantly black church in Philadelphia, where leaders urged him to stay in the race.
President Biden is coming back. He's a comeback kid.
President Biden says he's worked hard for the black community, and there's more to do.
Make housing affordable. Help more black families build wealth and pass it on to future generations. To keep our community safe. By getting weapons of war off our streets.
Biden's attendance at church and a rally with union members are designed to project strength as a swell of Democrats, alarmed by the president's debate performance, suggest he drop out of the race. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The outer bands of Beryl are bringing rain and intensifying winds to Texas as coastal residents board up windows and brace for the tropical storm, expected to strengthen back into a hurricane before landfall. And landfall was expected early Monday. Beryl caused at least 11 deaths as it passed through the Caribbean on its way to Texas. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. As the Israel-Hamas conflict in Gaza entered its ninth month Sunday, the Palestinian militant group said it is waiting for an Israeli response after dropping a key demand in its response to a U.S.-backed ceasefire proposal. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has the story.
Hamas says it has given its initial support of a U.S.-backed ceasefire deal with Israel that stops short of Hamas's long-standing demand for a total Israeli commitment to the war's end. According to a joint report by the UN and IPC, 96% of Gaza's population faces acute food insecurity at crisis levels or higher. And as the Israel Defense Forces continue their operations in Gaza, claiming to seize weapons from Hamas in content VOA cannot independently verify, protesters gathered in southern Israel Sunday with roughly 1,500 balloons. They say black represents those killed on October 7th and yellow, the hostages still held in Gaza. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is heading to the four corners of the UK as part of his mission for an immediate reset with governments in Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales. Starmer will visit Edinburgh on Sunday in an effort to turn disagreement into cooperation. Starmer said he has a mandate to do politics differently after his party's landslide victory. The trip is intended to build better working relations and is part of Starmer's broader mission to promote respect and work towards serving people. A memorial concert was held in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, on Sunday for those killed in anti-government protests that were sparked by proposed tax hikes. David Doyle from Reuters reports.
At least 39 people died during clashes with police during several days of unrest. The protests became violent after demonstrators briefly stormed Parliament and the police opened fire. Boniface Mwangi organized this concert.
Government is listening now because of the protests. So we are kind of happy, but there's also a lot of sadness because so many people died for the government to listen.
During the concert, there were repeated calls for Ruto to resign. The government has blamed protest violence on opportunistic criminals, but activists say those responsible were thugs hired by politicians to discredit the protest movement.
David Doyle from Reuters. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reiterated his willingness to restore ties with Syria and extended an invitation Sunday to bring back relations to how they were in the past. Over 12 years ago, diplomatic ties between Ankara and Damascus were cut off when protests turned into civil war in Syria. Turkey had supported armed opposition groups in the northwest that aimed to oust Syrian President Bashar Assad from power. Last week, both indicated their readiness to end tensions and normalize diplomatic relations. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.